Welcome to the doubled up podcast.
Welcome to the doubled up podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Doubled Up Podcast, the weekly podcast talking all things trainers, sneakers, kicks, creps, whatever you call them, wherever you are in the world. I'm Matt, and with me, as he is every single week, is Scott. Scott, how you doing, mate?
I could say yeah, all good, or I could give you the real answer.
Hey, we're authentic on this podcast. That sounded like a jab at other podcasts. I promise it wasn't, but. what's the real answer, Scotty boy?
In that case, shit, because it's pissing it down with rain outside, which means I'm doing the typical British thing and allowing the weather to completely dictate my mood on the day. But it was nice yesterday. It was dry and it was sunny. And then I step outside this morning and I've had to swim across the car park again. I don't know what's fucking weather. I swear to God. Like, can't we just get it consistent and nice again? Right.
It's February, Scott. This is the most unpredictable time of the year. Tomorrow it will snow. Today it will rain. The day after that it will be like 13 degrees and sunny. That is,
I mean, it's
February.
Snowing. In turn, like just a bit further from where I am, it is snowing.
Like I said, it's February.
I was on a meeting with somebody. I mean, I don't know. There might be people in Manchester listening at this time, but on a Thursday evening, I was speaking to somebody earlier today and they said they couldn't get to work because the snow was so heavy where they were. And they were kind of in the Manchesterish area. So I don't know if that's true or not. But
in the UK, when it's the snow so bad I can't do something, what you're really telling me is there's like a centimetre of snow on the floor. There's a light dusting and you can still see the tarmac poking through the road.
Oh, yeah. We're absolutely shit at dealing with any form of weather whatsoever.
Yeah, I have to say that for our Canadian friends that might be listening, because it's like we're here complaining about the snow and they're like, you want to see snow? Hold my beer. So
yeah,
I feel like knowing that we've got some Canadian listeners, I have to sort of identify that we're really shit at snow. Well,
yeah,
it's just rainy here in London, Scotty boy. I thought I'd actually was, you were talking about yesterday being quite nice. I felt really, really lucky yesterday. So first of all, I want to address the fact that obviously there was no podcast last week. Very, very sad week.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to miss weeks. We used to pride ourselves on being sort of the most consistent podcast in the universe. But unfortunately, we are human and sometimes we do miss weeks. Both of us were sick as dogs last week. We'd planned on recording Saturday evening rather than a normal sort of Thursday, Friday spot because unfortunately, I was a little bit busy. And I managed to get a stomach bug and spent the whole day sick on Saturday and went to message you to apologise and you said that you felt like shit as well. So
yeah.
We were both down on Saturday.
Yeah, I had, I would say it's the man flu, but clearly not because Verity now has it. He's just as ill and has had to take the day off work, which never happened. But yeah, whatever, you had stomach bug. I had, I was literally in bed asleep pretty much all weekend, feeling utterly shit.
Yeah,
we had no options.
I'm never normally like this when I'm sick. Like even when I'm sick, I'm not normally much of a napper. And I woke up in the morning, felt really like physically sick. And my day on Saturday basically consisted of me going, oh, maybe I'll watch this film. By the time the film actually started, I would fall asleep, wake up when the credits were on, when the film had finished, felt sick, went to the toilet, was sick, came back, thought, right, I feel a little bit better. Let me put another film on. Once again, 5 minutes in, fall asleep, wake up, credits are gone. I fell asleep through three films on Saturday, Scott.
Nice.
So I slept for basically the whole time. But anyways, the reason why I was talking about me being sick and apologising for missing last week was I've started to feel a little bit better over the last couple of days. And yesterday I thought to myself, right, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling preppy. I want to start feeling a bit more like a human. So I thought I'd go over to the barbers and I would go and get my hair cut. Looked at the weather forecast because at the minute, Scott, like I said, I'm trying to wear more shoes. So I thought, what pair of shoes can I rock over to the barbers? And it said it was going to rain at 7 o'clock in the evening. So I thought I'm going to chance it because by now it was about 5:30. I'm going to chance it and I'm going to wear my bacon 90s after I made a big rant about them a couple of weeks ago. went over to the barber's, got a great haircut, came back, felt the sort of moisture in the air. I closed the door behind me, and as I closed the door, I just heard the rain smashing against the window of my flat. I thought, how lucky, wearing suede shoes, and the second I walked through the front door, bang, rains. Not so lucky today because, yeah, it's just been nonstop all day. But
yeah, this is it. I've kind of been out a couple of times and, yeah, managed to wear some lovely shoes, suede and all this, because, yeah, it was nice and dry.
Yeah.
And yesterday I had a slightly more formal kind of meeting. All that means is that I end up wearing something with a collar, i.e. a polo shirt or a shirt, but I'm still wearing trainers.
But what does that mean for the trainers then? Like, I'm assuming you're not wearing, like, chinos, polo, and then, like, J-tip Sauconys.
No. I can often get away with, depending on how formal, I can often get away with like a runner, because it seems to be like the thing now, especially for like males. It does seem to be like I'll wear like a polo shirt, chinos, and then I can wear like a pair of like almost like running shoes, like New Balance, and it just people go, oh, it's fine. Like that just seems to be a thing, which whatever.
My brain wouldn't let me do that. Like, honestly, I physically wouldn't be able to do that. Even if it's sort of like smart casual, my brain is so like, I'm either wearing work clothes or I'm wearing my clothes. That, like, even if it was smart casual, I'm still wearing work shoes to a
I'd
work
feel
event.
Too much like Steve Jobs. Like, that's the look that he would go for. And to be fair, the IT guy at work does come in sometimes in like a black turtleneck, like jeans or like kind of chinos, and then he'll be wearing like a pair of like Asics or like New Balance. And I'm there like, you
Steve
honestly,
Jobs. So
literally,
you can get away with some stuff, but you just got to tone down
but it's
the
normally
colours a bit.
Jordans.
Yeah,
okay. It's normally Jordans. That's normally the one. It's literally like smart trousers, something with a collar, Jordans. So the Georgetown's got quite a lot of wear this week.
We like that pair. We like that pair a lot.
It is a good pair. I was kind of annoyed because my plan today was to wear my new shoes, but unfortunately I couldn't because they are too suede and it's literally horrible outside. So
I was literally going to try and segue us into latest pickups. I still haven't bought any shoes this week, although I've been frantically looking online, which that's going to move us on to a little bit of a conversation in just a minute. But you've got some new shoes, Scotty boy. Tell the people, what have you bought? Because up until 3 minutes ago, I had no idea you'd even got these.
I didn't buy them. I haven't bought a pair of shoes this year.
Oh, don't give me that. This is your first pickup of the year.
Pickup, but I have not purchased them. I have not bought them. And quite frankly, I'm concerned why they have been bought for me, because there's always that bit where they're like, right, I've been bought a pair of shoes.
But why?
By somebody else.
What's the ulterior motive? Yeah.
Something's going on here. Now, obviously, my good wife messaged you about this, saying, Scott's in this pair of shoes, I'm going to buy them for his birthday. But obviously, it's not my birthday, and I have them in hand. I was told that she literally bought them and went, I bought you a pair of shoes. Okay, why? I just felt like buying you a pair of shoes. Now, I'm going to put this down to pregnancy and hormones, and she's feeling overly nice. If that's the case, she's going to be pregnant a hell of a lot more often because I get free shoes. Ignoring everything that comes afterwards. But I have a pair of shoes. But basically, I saw the Saucony Shadow 6000 Cappuccinos on sale on a website, kind of a small independent retailer, for £67, which is an absolute bargain. And that's the pair that she bought for me from the exact sale. So anybody that hasn't kind of seen this pair, it kind of was shown quite a lot at the Saucony kind of press event they did, and people seem to kind of have quite a liking to these and the Crystal Caves.
Those and the Crystal Caves were the two pair. I was at the event and they were the two pairs. People would walk past those, pick them up, really, really appreciate the colours and the suede, and then they would turn to, because the way the room was set up, you had those and the sort of mocha pair next to each other, because you've got the shoe that you're about to describe and then the darker pair, because they came in a pack.
Yeah, the Shadow 5000.
And it was sort of at a right angle where immediately...
Espresso?
Yeah, I thought it was either espresso or mocha, because I know one was dark. I thought it was either espresso or, but either way, it was more of a dark coffee themed shoe. And then immediately sort of adjacent to that at a right angle was the Crystal Caves. So people at the event sort of did like this right angle where they started at the cappuccinos, picked those up and went, oh, they're really nice, turned to the side and went straight to the Crystal Caves. The poor espressos, bless them, barely got touched at all. But the cappuccino and the Crystal Caves, people were loving the whole night.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's one of those where you think cappuccino, okay, they've given this nickname to the shoe because, you know, the colours, it's brown, it's kind of white, it's beige. But no, it is literally a coffee-themed shoe. On the tongue label, it literally has a little coffee cup that says best quality Saucony. And, I mean, it is literally that. The colourway is like coffee browns from the bottom. And as you work your way up, you get to kind of the white leather along the top and on the tongue. And that's, you know, the colours literally fade that way from kind of coffee brown to kind of light beiges, kind of even lighter. And it is like a, well, it's a coffee. It's a cappuccino. It goes from the coffee up to the kind of frothy milk exactly as it should be. The quality on these is amazing. Like the suedes and the leathers are beautiful. It's just a beautiful shoe. Like I say, it's very on trend at the moment in terms of the colorway. But yeah, it's one of those that very autumnal, but at the same time, you can kind of wear it because it is a mix of dark to white. You can kind of wear it whenever with anything. And yeah, if the weather's dry, I feel like this pair's gonna get a lot of wear. Beautiful, and for 67 quid, I'm sorry, I'm again, you're not finding a pair of shoes that quality for 67 quid, like it crazy. So yeah, the website, I'll have to find what the exact website was called, because yeah, it, you know, they've got a few pairs in the sale there, very good prices. Definitely
worth
a
look.
Give
me just 1 second, I'll find it, because as you said, Verity sent me a message saying that these were for your birthday. You'd mentioned to her that they were on sale, but you had no idea where they were from. I did my number one detective work, because you'd sent a screenshot into our group chat. And nice. I did think at the time when you sent the screenshot through, I was thinking to myself, never heard of that website before. How the fuck does Scott know where that is? And it's uniformresearch.co.uk.
Yeah.
Based
lovely.
In Ipswich. Woodbridge, apparently. Oh, I think that's both Ipswich.
Yeah, it's one of those weird ones where a lot of these websites, especially the independents, because they don't
get the Google hits.
Well, no, because doing SEO is quite expensive. So you don't. You just have to stumble upon them. And especially with things like Saucony, if you type Saucony in, it comes up with your kind of your general ones. But like
size, Foot Patrol, the Saucony website.
Yeah, even like Foot Patrol and stuff doesn't really come up quite often with some of these pairs. But yeah, I stumbled upon it. I did a little bit of research because I was going to buy them myself at some point. I looked at the price and I was there like, for that price, I'm probably going to pick them up. But yeah, I was bought them for me. So it is my first pickup. I'm yet to purchase myself, but they are beautiful and I just love rubbing my finger against the suede and it changes colour. It's that good suede. But yeah, they're a beautiful pair of shoes, a beautiful pickup. And I know there's a couple of people, a couple of our listeners that have very similar tastes to myself. And there are a couple that were like, I get 30% off on this website and you can pick up the cappuccinos at this price. And I was there like, stop tempting me. But yeah, this year's been quite slow, as we've said. And it was one of those where I was getting a bit of an itch. And I was like, oh, I could pick them up. But yeah, beautiful shoe, beautiful quality. If anyone sees them knocking around in the sales, yeah, pick them up. They're lovely.
Yeah, I've just double checked the website and they've only got like a 13, a 3 and a 4 left. But that being said, there are a couple of places that are doing like a kind of a decent sale on them. The problem with it at the minute is sizes. That's the problem, is the places that are discounting this shoe, very, very limited size run. I've just had a little look on, say, Urban Industry, which they do have a size 9. And supposedly there's also a code where you can get it for $72.85. So not quite as cheap as the pair that obviously you've picked up. But I'm really surprised some of the places, like you just mentioned there, Scott, Googling Saucony Cappuccino. John Lewis sells them.
Mm.
Well, that's such a weird place to be selling a pair of trainers. Like all these other retails.
Saucony are everywhere, though.
They're everywhere.
In proper random little retail places.
Yeah, the espresso. Cool. The espresso pet is on the Saucony website. It was espresso rather than mocha. That's my fault. Yeah, the Shadow 5000, £84 on the Saucony website. Both colorways really, really nice, but the sort of lighter browns on the cappuccino pair just make it sort of stand out a little bit nicer.
No,
but,
definitely.
I like the fact that you said you did a little bit of research on the website, Scott, to see whether it was legit or not. Because I sent the link through to Verity, and she went, "Is this a legit website?" And I kind of went, "I don't know. They do Klarna." That was my only thought of it has to be real because they do Klarna.
You go on Trustpilot and you see if they've got an actual store and stuff like this. And I used to work in a small independent retailer, and it is one of those where you do get people being like, "Oh, I think this is a fake website," and you're there like, "It's not. It's just weird. Just a small independent that you probably haven't heard of because you don't live nearby." So yeah, there was. I mean, to be fair, like I said, I was going to purchase them myself, and one of the main reasons was I'd kind of assigned money to one side to purchase a pair of shoes on another weekend that didn't happen when I went down to London. I didn't find anything that I fancied
well,
when I was
let's
there.
Let's talk about that now, because yeah, you came to London not last weekend, it was the weekend before. I was away, so we couldn't have a doubled up podcast sort of reunion, but you came down for the Lorenz OG event. So how did that go? I know we were a couple of weeks removed, and since the event we've seen all of the major sneaker outlets showing the exhibition from the Lorenzo event, the queues. We've been seeing pictures of pairs being sort of put on eBay for £1,500, and the resale on these pairs are absolutely crazy. Obviously, for you, you were there front and center experiencing the whole thing. How was your day chasing around Air in Color?
Mental. Absolutely mental. I've been speaking to a lot of people about this, and people have very mixed thoughts on the release as a whole. A lot of people that weren't there that kind of having thoughts on it, and the event itself was crazy. Like the day, so I got there, I left my house about 5 o'clock in the morning. Got to London about 8:30, met up with Prozek, obviously previous guest, and DJ Doone. We kind of met outside the station at Tottenham, and yeah, we kind of met up, and it's funny because there were loads of people that I was meeting up with that knew each other as well, so they were like, "Oh wait, you're this." So yeah, one of the main reasons was, yes, obviously there were shoes involved, but one supported Lorenzo, who obviously we had on many, many moons ago, and also just seeing lots of people that I haven't had the chance to meet in person. So like Bradley from Foot Patrol, I haven't spoken to in person properly because we've always missed each other. Jeffrey, obviously they were helping out a lot. Raj from NCAPTS, who again, a previous guest, he was there. Just so many people that I'd cross paths with, whether it be kind of via Zoom or podcast or whatever. So it's great to kind of see all those people, meet lots of new faces as well. But it was mental. I mean, we rocked up early. They'd said that no information was being announced until 10 o'clock. And we got there. I got there about 8:30. We got to the exhibition probably about 8:45, and there were people everywhere, green bikes everywhere. Like the kids were out in force, and there was a lot of very youthful faces knocking around, and everybody was like, what do we do, where do we go, where we've got to go. Everyone's harassing everybody, people are messaging everybody. Fabio was knocking around hiding, but the security guards kind of kept giving false information. So they'd be like, "Oh yeah, it's over here." So everybody would fly over to different areas in London. And at one point they put a pair of the Lorenzo 95s in the kind of the white colorway, the dust colorway, in a box full of concrete. And they put them outside Nike Town. Of course, everybody flocked to Nike Town. To think they thought everything was going to be happening around there. So it was people flying around left, right, and center. It was insane. And then eventually they announced the location, at the kind of the fashion district, and we went around there. And the way they did it was you got given, you arrived, and they had to change the method they were going to do it, because originally it was going to be Fabio literally giving out chocolate bars to people. And because of the amount of people that were there and the carnage that was going to ensue, and probably for Fabio's safety, to be honest, they changed it. So you arrived, you got given a white ticket, and then that white ticket gave you a number. That meant you could queue up and get a chocolate bar. You then opened the chocolate bar, and you had to see if there was a golden ticket inside. If you had a golden ticket, you got a chance to purchase the shoes. The white tickets alone, which just guaranteed you a chocolate bar, but it did not guarantee you a golden ticket. People were reselling the white tickets for like £400 to £600
Wow.
just for a chance at getting a golden ticket. There was a lot of dodgy dealings going on, I'm not going to lie. There were people that were getting the white tickets, pocketing them, giving them to other people, and circulating until they got a golden ticket. People were reselling their golden tickets. Somebody paid over £900 for a golden ticket. Just to clarify, the golden ticket did not guarantee that you got a pair of shoes in your size.
Yeah, because of course it was all just there was 100 pairs, and if you got a golden ticket and you were a pair of 100, you could have had a size 3 and you could be a size 13 or vice versa, right?
There were kids trying to steal the chocolate bars out of the boxes. Like, it was honestly, it was mental. Like, and it was amazing to see the hype, and amazing to see like the hysteria that was kind of happening around it. And like I say, people are reselling pairs. Shout out to Joe at Kicks and Coffee, who I spent most of the day with. They had an event at the weekend that unfortunately I couldn't go to, but I
I was
saw a
supposed to
lot
go
of
to that, but again,
footage.
I couldn't go because I was sick. I was supposed to go with
It was amazing. Yeah, it
Marcus, a
looked
couple of it, like
really, really,
Moses, Julia, couldn't go. So annoyed.
looked really, really cool. So yeah, I was with Joe, and I kind of spoke to Moses and everyone there. And yeah, there was a video of somebody talking to a reseller, and it's literally a kid. I'm not joking. Whoever this kid is at the resale store, yeah, got signed Lorenzo's 1.5. That's what I'm asking for him. And they're like, it's insane. Like, the money that was exchanging hands for those shoes was nuts. But it was really cool. The exhibition was incredible. Getting to see Lorenzo, I've kind of got a poster, and there was merch, t-shirts, incredible t-shirts. It was really cool. And I met so many new people there that were amazing, really friendly, just wanted to see what was going on, support Lorenzo and kind of the team that were there. But man, the behavior of some people, man, really was poor. And you just there like, I just shoes. Like I say, people stealing, and like there were fights that broke out apparently at one point. I was too busy eating a burger at Truffle Burger around the corner, so I didn't see it. But it, like, yeah, apparently it did kick off because people just couldn't behave themselves. And it was really cool, but I don't know if that type of activation's for me anymore. Like,
You're past it now.
my dodgy knees couldn't take the run in. I couldn't keep up with the kids, and yeah, it was just, again, for somebody that we know and is a friend, and seeing him essentially create this hysteria is really cool. I said to him when I was there, like, the first time I met you, we were on a Zoom call for hours on end while you're stood with shoes in your sink in your kind of kitchen to witnessing this. And some of Lorenzo's family were there, and they were look like I was talking to them, and they were like, this is insane. Like, this is so surreal seeing everything that's come of this.
I think
So it
that's
was
where,
an incredible day,
yeah.
but madness, madness.
It must be, I think we were speaking obviously beforehand, and it's such a limited number of pairs, right? Like if you sort of go into an event like that, like, oh, it'll be cool if I get a pair. Not that, like, it's not the end of the world if I don't. Obviously you're bothered about not getting a pair because obviously you want a pair and you want to support a friend, right? But likewise, it's not going to ruin your week if you don't get a pair. So I suppose going there with that mindset, you can just sort of absorb the craziness around and just, like you said, appreciate someone that has really worked so hard to try and make this. Like when we first spoke to Lorenzo, him telling the story about him going through the design competitions, making it sort of right to the end, where he was nearly one of the picked designs to make his shoe back then, the sort of the corner shop shoe that he had. I can't remember exactly what it was called now, but it was based on the corner shops in London, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then like working really hard to get a job at Nike, that dream not becoming the reality, like when you get there, not being exactly what you thought, coming back, betting all on yourself to make these shoes, having celebrity clients. And now all of a sudden you get this collaboration, and to see, like you've said there a couple of times, Scott, just hysteria around you. I can imagine being there as someone that knows the story. It's a really cool moment. But likewise, if you're there because you just really, really, really want a pair of shoes, whether it's personal or to resell, fuck that. The stress involved, like you said, people starting fights, dropping hundreds of pounds on a chance. Like, I never want to be in a situation where I'm dropping £400 on the opportunity to maybe get a shoe that isn't even... If I'm spending £400, I'm guaranteeing I'm first in line, picking out of the pairs to make sure I've got the best quality control. Like, £400 to £600 on the odd chance.
For me,
that says those individuals, and obviously I wasn't there and I don't know, I haven't had the conversations, but those people dropping £400 to £600 just for the opportunity to get a pair, they can't be getting personal pairs, because realistically, like, you're spending that amount of money knowing that £400 to £600 is an investment, that if you resell that shoe for twice the amount, which we've already seen on eBay and things like this, they're going for £1,500. All of a sudden, if you're a reseller spending £400 to £600, you're still making £600 profit. And that then becomes, okay, I've had a return on investment, but still sounds absolutely crazy. I'm glad you've managed to meet a few people, because that's half the thing with...
I mean, that was...
is meeting people, putting faces to names or faces to real life people, rather than just simply how we record this via Zoom. So I'm glad that it was a good event. I'm glad you didn't have a wasted trip to London, even though you didn't walk away with a pair.
I was going to say, I was kind of gutted that I didn't get a pair, but it was just cool seeing everyone and talking to everybody. Like I say, I got to kind of went to London Sneaker Club, saw Moses, kind of, obviously Joe, kicked some coffee with him most of the day. Prozac, Dwayne, Bradley, just loads and loads of people. But yeah, I mean, at one point I saw a kid kind of sell his pair literally in front of the exhibition. And there was at least £1,000 in cash exchanged. And I'm not joking, this kid must have been, that sold the shoes, couldn't have been more than 15 years old. I'm not joking. If I went home to my parents with like a grand cash in my pocket, I'd be having words. Like, my parents would be like, what is going on here? But yeah, it was a different world, completely different. And like, Dwayne was there and he was there like, I ain't running. No, like, it's not happening. I'm not running after these. And Prozac was the same. Like, we put on a light jog. But people in London were like saying, they were like, what shoes are you running for? They knew. People in the street just knew what everyone was going mad for. But it was just, insane. I think like the people that I've seen that have kind of been really annoyed, the activation, you know, you can agree with it or not. Like, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way of doing it, but the issue is, one, the vast amount of people, like, you're never going to please everybody. And two, the behavior of people as well. Like, that's not anybody's fault to do with the activation. Like, you can't control what the crowds are going to behave like. Like, that's just a responsibility on the consumer to just act responsibly and not be a dick. But yeah, some people have been a bit kind of up and down about it. I really enjoyed it. Like, even though I didn't get a pair of shoes and I wasn't like remotely close, because I'm way too slow, I can't run. It was great. It was really good. And actually, you know, the people and being with the people and, you know, going to get food and coffee and whatever was a bigger part of the day than anything else. And like I say, the exhibition was the main bit, seeing everything else that was there. So yeah, the shoes were a byproduct of it all. And but either way, great day. And like I say, got to potter around London, eat some decent food, and found there was a few nice bits in the sales, but I didn't actually, nothing actually really tempted my fancy, which kind of is indicative of what we've said for the past kind of few weeks, where it's been pretty boring and slow recently. So yeah, it didn't change.
I think it's going to start heating up over the next few weeks. And there's a big, big pair that we're going to be talking about in Double Up, Double Down later. But talking about sort of buying shoes and trying to whet the appetite a little bit, Scott, I've been searching for some shoes recently. And I haven't been focusing on trainers recently. Like, I haven't necessarily been buying a lot. I went on a big splurge when I was in Florida, obviously bought like three pairs when I was there. And I think I'd bought a pair sort of just beforehand. So I feel like I'd filled my boots over December time and just before with the sneaker fix. And I hadn't really been focusing a lot on that. I've been buying some fishing stuff over the new year. So I hadn't necessarily been thinking about trainers. But you guys in our group chat, you and Ryan have been talking about trainers quite a lot. And it has got me sort of having a little look at pairs. And I found myself during the week having a little look on eBay for a pair of trainers that long-term listeners will know a lot about. But maybe newer listeners won't necessarily think that this is a very me shoe. But I found myself, Scott, searching on eBay for a pair of grey Fragment Sakai LD Waffles. A pair that, when they first released, what, maybe 2022, 21, mm-hmm. something like that. I think it might have been 21. I really, really wanted a pair. Tried on all the raffles, tried on all the re-raffles, and just couldn't get my hands on a pair. And they've had quite high resales ever since. But it's one of those pairs that every sort of few months, I find myself going, I wonder if they've dropped. And I end up having a little, like, I'll spend a good couple of days hunting through eBay, trying the whole misspelling, putting the words in different orders, like trying all the tricks of the trade to try and find someone that's selling a pair of Fragment Sakai LD Waffles. And for this little intro segment, it got me sort of thinking, Scott, what are some of those shoes that you have on either your eBay saved searches or those pairs that even months, if not years later, every now and then you sort of go, I wonder, because I've got a handful of pairs here and I wondered if there was any sort of that you had that you're constantly revisiting.
Yeah, I mean, my eBay saved searches are very broad. Very broad.
Yeah.
My saved searches, I mean, I'm looking at my, I have Adidas ZX 10,000,
okay,
which I don't really look at anymore, but there's just the odd time every now and then.
Was that when you were looking for the super colors that you were like, right, let me see if I can try and find you?
But, which have come up quite a lot since. But there are a couple of pairs, like, you know, the 43 Einhalbs and stuff like, if they came up, if they came up at a good price, which they often do in my size, ZX 10,000s, I mean, they've dropped in price considerably. They're very tempting. I've got Air Max 95 Freddy Krueger.
Ooh.
Which, how many pings I get on that one? Absolutely none. I don't get any in my
great
size
shoe.
Ping there. I have, this is again, that's actually the only shoe that is specifically named, because the others, I've got Air Max 90, Jordan 3, ZX 8000, Air Max 1, Saucony Shadow.
Okay.
Very broad.
Yeah, very broad.
The problem is, there's not many shoes that I look at and I go, like, I really want that one specific. Like, I've said it before, I've just got to a point where, like, if I miss on something, I just miss on it. I just go, eh, whatever, move on. There are pairs that I do find myself going back to look for quite often.
Right.
But I, for some reason, I don't have them saved, but I do have pairs favorited on Vinted and stuff like that, where I'm sat like looking like, oh, maybe one day.
I don't have all that many saved searches because I really get fed up of the notifications if anything ever comes up. So I suppose I've said, what do you have on your saved searches? For me, it is just more like things that I'll normally end up finding myself either once a week or once a month searching for every single one of these. Sometimes even more than once a week. Like, there's a couple of these that are very frequent searches. a couple of these that sort of when I remember I search, and a couple of these that I'll do sort of like a once a week slash once a month type scenario. So the Fragrance Sakai LD waffles are definitely one, because even at retail they're sort of £160 to £170. I don't search for them a whole lot. Normally when I'm searching for those, there's a reason for me to drop £170 on a pair of shoes minimum, more like £200 on a pair of shoes, where I'm thinking, if I can find one just a little bit over retail, then maybe I'll buy a pair. Like for me, my birthday's this week by the time this podcast comes up. So yeah. I thought, oh, maybe I'll have a little bit of spending money for my birthday. Maybe I can sort of spare a little bit for the Fragments, and hence why I started searching for them. But pairs that I'm always, or searches that I'm always looking for, Nike Air 180s. Always, yeah. Because I'm always trying to see if I can get like a pair of the CDG at a good price, or seeing if I can find maybe like another one, like the Fire and Ice pack, maybe at a good price, or seeing if I can pick up. I've been trying to, funnily enough, search for the size 180s, even though I bought them last year, because I've had this whole situation of mine not being in the best possible condition. I am considering if I can get them at a decent price, doubling up on those and having one as a real beater pair and one as like a nice pair, because I really, really like the shoe. It just really bugs me that my pair's not that nice. So Air 180s are always one that I'm constantly looking at. Another one that I'm constantly looking at is Pater Air Max 1s. And the reason for it is because we know a few people that have like stumbled across random pairs of Pater Air Max 1s on eBay where they've been really, really cheap. So I'm not looking for any specific colorway, but I'm sort of every now and then looking to see if someone stupidly puts a pair of, I don't know, the whites up for retail or the blacks up for retail or something. Like, you never know. Yeah. You could really be lucky on something like that and stumble across a pair for retail. So I'm every now and then searching for those. The specific pairs that I search for when I remember, it's always, as I said, Fragment Sakai LD Waffle, ALD New Balance 827 from 2020. Yeah. That was a big pair that I wish I'd bought then. And every now and then I really, really try and find a pair, but they've very rarely come up. And when they do, they're hundreds of pounds. Bape Undefeated Adidas ZX 5000. Best ZX, in my opinion, that's ever been made. And the other one, everyone will know the backstory to this, but the Stranger Things Nike Tailwinds and Cortez, after me paying way above what I needed to for the Blazers. I'd quite like a pair of the Tailwinds and the Cortez to make the collection, but they're the ones that specifically come up for me.
Yeah, that's a nice mix there. Nothing particularly crazy there for you.
No, I'm never looking at anything particularly crazy, but there's just like a handful. We always say about what you've just mentioned there, Scott, like we're quite good, I think, at this point, where we've been doing this for long enough now, where if you take the L, you take the L. Worst case scenario, the shoes that we're really into never really have major resale value anyway. So if you really want a pair, like a little bit over is not going to be the end of the world. But there are just a few pairs that even years later, not having them hurts. Like the 827 ALDs, it really hurts. The Fragment Sakais, for a lot of people, they might be thinking they're very nothing shoes. But for whatever reason, for me, I'm so attached to those shoes that if someone tomorrow messaged me saying, I've got a pair of size 9 in the Fragment LD Waffles, do you want them? Yep, no problem. If someone said to me, I've got the any colour of the ALD 827s, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd be like, yep, cool, no problem.
Yeah, I think the ones that I keep going back to and looking for are the Paperboy 920s a lot.
Yes, I love
that. I keep
that.
Looking at that pair. 920 in general, because you know, there's quite a few pairs that I look at and I go, obviously you've got like the Patters, you've got the SNS. I love the SNS pair. There's a few pairs there that are really good, but they don't come up very often at all. There's been a pair of Paperboy 920 sat on Vinted for probably about 6 months at this point, for like £200. And I'm there like, it's not terrible price for the retail. New Balance at all. Yeah. And I'm there like, do I try and haggle him down at some point? But I keep leaving it. And the Amami Air 5s are a pair that I am always looking for. Annoyingly, there was a pair sat on the shelves in End, and I picked it up. And I did ask the woman, I know this is a really stupid question, but do you have any other sizes of this shoe? And she said, "What do you need?" I said, "An 11." She goes, "Well, maybe we'll check." And I went, "What?
Don't they pulled that to me with the J tips.
What?"
The day the J tips dropped, I went into End because they obviously had the situation where they went up early on the End website and they sold
Yeah.
out. I walked into End, showed the lady the picture on the End app saying, "Do you have any of these in store? Because they've sold out online." And she went, "Oh, let me just check." She made me stand there for about 15, 20 minutes while she searched online to find them. And then she went, "No, we didn't get any in store." It's like,
It
fuck's
was
sake.
literally, yeah, they had a size 3 and that was all they had. And I was there like, when she said, "Oh, maybe," I was there like, "Come on now. Like, there's,
Surely
if
not.
you've got a size 3 sat on your shelves, there's no way you've got a bigger size, especially not an 11." And yeah, she was like trying to find them for a good like 5 minutes. And I was there like, "This, it's the hope that kills you." So yeah, I nothing happened there, but yeah, there's not loads of pairs. There's the odd one that, like, if it came up in a good price, I'd be like, "Oh, okay." But yeah, there's always, this is the problem. There's always pairs. There's so many, like Air Max in particular, that they're like a grail status. And there is the odd occasion where they come up in like random sizes at random prices. And you're there like, I mean, I've got some sellers saved that are clearly like partners of somebody that's a size 11 and clearly have no clue what they're doing because the prices are ridiculous. And I'm there like, right, I'm going to keep you saved because I know at some point there's going to be something that comes up.
Like when I
But
bought my PS4 from a work colleague who was selling it on behalf of her boyfriend, it was like brand new PS5, two controllers, brand new FIFA, brand new Call of Duty, wireless headset. She sold me the whole lot for £150. It was just basically like she came in the next day and she went, "My boyfriend ripped me a new one last night," because she had no idea what she was selling. And she was like, "My boyfriend's selling a PS4. Like, are you interested? Yeah, how much? £150. Sold. Thank you."
Sometimes a little bit of knowledge goes a long way,
Oh
but
dear.
all benefit to us. So, yeah.
Yeah. So the only other one that I've got on my list that I haven't mentioned, there's a really old one that's sort of a nostalgia pair, and it's the Nike Air Base 2, which is very, very similar to a Nike Air Span 2, if anyone's familiar with that model. I had an infrared pair. I think I've told this story in the podcast before. In college, when everyone was buying Air Max 1s and I was too cheap to buy all the Air Max 1s, I was searching Nike Air online and came across this Nike Air Base in the infrared color. And I was like, they're quite cool. Managed to find a pair on a funny website back in 2013 for £50. Wore them to the ground, wore them to Bestival, and ended up having to throw them away. They got that bad. But I'm constantly like searching on eBay to see if there's someone selling a size 9 dead stock. I mean, 2013, it's going to be dangerous whether or not they're going to be wearable for much longer. But there's a little bit of nostalgia in me that was one of the first sort of like real trainers that, especially in infrared colorway as well. I really, really like, I treasured that shoe when I was in college. So that's the only other one that's a little bit weird and wonderful.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. There's a few like kind of older pairs I look at sometimes on there like if that, yeah, if that came up, I'd quite have a little look. So yeah, there's the odd like retro Adidas model that I've got kind of like go back for, and it's just silly pairs. It's like the OG Navy Hamburg. It's not really a rare pair or anything. Like they will come up, but yeah, it's just a pair that kind of every now and then you go, "Oh, maybe."
Maybe.
And just yeah, look, but you can find some good stuff on these websites,
Yeah.
eBay, Vinted, kind of Depop. Like there's just yeah, you sometimes it's like looking in TK Maxx, isn't it? You've got to take the time to rummage through and see what you
Yeah,
can
yeah.
find. But when you do, you
It's
find a
worth it.
gem.
Well, with that, let's move on to our first main segment of the podcast, and that is Shoes Round. Every single week, we spend a little bit of time looking back at some of the biggest news stories that have hit the world of sneakers, and we give our thoughts and opinions. Sporty Boy, it's you taking Shoes Round this week. So without further ado, I'll pass over to you for Shoes Rounds.
Very much. The news story this week is one that might surprise some people, might not, but this story's coming from Complex. It's kind of from 2nd of February. But the headline is simply twice as many Nikes are going on sale than in 2022. So I don't think it's kind of been much of a shock to say that there have been a lot of shoes hitting the sales in the past kind of couple of years. I mean, it's one of the reasons we've started the kind of Steal of the Week segment because there was so much good stuff going there. But yeah, it seems to be people seeing a lot of Nike products, in particular, kind of hyped Nike products in, as well, that had been hitting the sales. And now the data seems to be proving it as well, because according to new research by analytics firm Vertical Knowledge, that kind of came via Reuters, about 44% of Nike sneakers that are being sold at chain retailers in 2024, such as Foot Locker, Dick's Sporting Goods, Macy's, obviously American retailers.
But it translates over here because, likewise,
Oh,
if it's
definitely.
trends are the world's very, very small these days. Trends in the US will make their way over to the UK. And if Foot Locker and Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's are selling Nikes at 44% more Nikes at a discount, then it's happening over here as well.
But yeah,
It's
so
just size and
44.
Foot Patrol and JD over here rather than Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's.
But 44% of Nike sneakers being sold at them, those retailers, is hitting the sales, and that's more than double the amount that was in the same period in 2022. That was 19.4%, which is a huge jump. And in addition, the data shows that the average price of Nike sneakers being sold at those retailers dropped to around $79 per shoe this year, down from around $103 in 2022. So, small data sample revealed that more Nike sneakers have been sold at discount during this period than Hoka, Adidas, On Air, Puma. Yeah, it's interesting data. And like I say, back in 22, Nike confirmed it will scale back the selling to wholesale partners and focus on selling to direct consumer sales. But had a change of heart in 23, announcing all of its products will return to the shelves, including designer brands, etc. But, you know, looking at this, they might have changed their minds, but is it the right move? I mean, that's a lot of sale product. And the fact that there's more Nike product on sale than the likes of Adidas and its competitors, whether that's because there's more Nike product available that is going on sale, obviously there's a lot of kind of factors that can affect these statistics, but it's interesting as well, the fact that the retail price of Nike shoes in particular has gone up considerably, yet the sale price has gone lower. They're now selling products at a lower price than they did back in 22. So obviously there's the impact of kind of cost of living. Okay, are people just not willing to spend as much money? Therefore, they're having to reduce them even further before people are buying them, maybe. Obviously, the amount of product that's on sale, there is a ridiculous amount of products that is pushed through from Nike. And obviously, the likes of Jordans, Dunks, these are products that previously flew off the shelves full price. And people were so, I need that shoe, I need that shoe, would buy them regardless. Whereas now, people know, I think actually they're probably going to sit, they're probably going to hit the sales. I don't have to buy them immediately, I can wait. And then people go, I reckon I could probably wait a bit longer, which we know for a fact that you can wait, and you can wait in certain periods again, because there'll be an extra 20% off, there'll be an extra 30% off, whatever it might be. But yeah, it does. It's very, very interesting data, and very interesting seeing that really this is kind of focused on Nike product rather than anything else, because that's all the competitors seemingly aren't feeling the effects just quite as much as this.
Yeah, I think this is something that really doesn't come as a surprise. And it's interesting to see the statistics of how it's hitting in comparison to previous years. I mean, just by the eye test, you can see that there's way more in the sale than anything else. I mean, I went the entire year last year buying one pair of trainers that was at full price. Like the single only pair of shoes that I bought that wasn't discounted at an outlet, secondhand, something like that, was the J-Tips Saucony Grid Shadow 2s. The single only pair. Every other pair was reduced, and every other pair was below £100. Like, it genuinely took me up until December 2023 to buy a pair of shoes that was at full price. And I bought some shoes last year that I absolutely loved. And the reason we were able to do that is because everything's hitting the sales, right? Like everything is hitting the sales, unless it's something that is incredibly hyped, where you know that it's either, okay, I buy this on day of release, or it's bust. I think it's really, really, like you don't need to these days. I actually lied there. The first pair of shoes that I bought was the full price over £100 last year was the Offspring Sambas, but even then that was £110, and it was still a December purchase, just about. So, but either way, regardless of pedantics there, we've been seeing this. Our attitude towards buying shoes has changed because of this. It's just quite fun to see how much of a difference since 2022. And we even saw this happening sort of in 2022. Like, it was starting to calm down then. I'd really like to see the numbers from 2020 to 2024. Like, that's what I would like to see, because I can imagine it's absolutely ridiculous. Like you mentioned there, Scott, shoes that were selling out in 2020 are now sitting in 2024. So I don't necessarily think this is a shock to anyone. It's just cool to see the actual statistics and actually sort of show that I reckon this trend is going to keep going in this direction for a little bit. First of all, we mentioned there, Scott, about sort of the high prices as well. I wonder if it's a little bit of sort of like a trick where, generally speaking, we've noticed from this article, the average price of the shoes being sold has dropped by about $23-$24 per shoe. I wonder what the difference in the percentage discount is, though, if that makes any sense, because I'm seeing so many more shoes at the minute that are discounted at like 40-50%. And normally before, like 30% was a decent deal. I'm looking at like size now, for example. While you were sort of talking through that article, I thought, let me see on the size website what Nikes specifically are in my size in the sale. And the white and black Nike Attack, £70. £70, really cheap anyways. But when you think that it's a 46% discount, that's really heavily discounted. A lot of these shoes, like Billie Eilish Air Alpha Force 88, 42% discount. Air Mock, 49% discount. Terminator Highs, 54% discount. Like, a lot of what's on here is quite heavily discounted as well. It's not like we're taking 20% off. Air Max 1's 39% discount. Terminator Highs, again, 48% discount. Terminator Lows, 58% discount. Like, there's a huge amount of discount being taken off these shoes. It'll be interesting to see what that number was looking like back in 2022. But anyways, sorry, I've gone on a bit of a rant there.
Yeah, but yeah, it is very interesting. And like I said, I don't think it comes as much as a surprise, but we'll be interesting to see how this develops. Like, if they did it in another 2 years, you know, are we going to see the pattern kind of continue, or are we going to see it kind of fluctuate again? But yeah, on that, that's the news. So I'll pass over to Matt for Double Up, Double Down, our second segment of the podcast, where we look at the upcoming releases for the next week. We pick a double up, something we like, a double down, something we dislike, and a sleeper pick, something we think will get a little bit lost amongst the hype. So on that, I'll pass over to Matt for Double Up, Double Down.
Thank you very much, Scotty boy. There is only one pair of shoes that I think could be at the double up pick this week, and that is, of course, the Air Jordan 4 Bred Reimagined. This shoe is still a little bit of a polarizing shoe. I don't see a lot of people sitting on the fence with it. People absolutely love it, or people really, really don't like it. I don't need to necessarily go into the description of this shoe, because we've already spoken about it in previous segments and everyone knows what it looks like by now. It is a Bred Jordan 4, but instead of the suede, it is black leather. Now, I managed to get a little bit of a look at this shoe in advance, because last week I recorded the live Hoops and Rec podcast at Offspring, and one of the guests that was coming to watch the podcast had just managed to get their hands on a pair of these. And of course, everyone saw what this person was wearing on foot, and it ended up being a game of pass the parcel. Everyone sort of having a little look at these Bred 4s, and They were really, really nice looking in hand. Soul Supplier have done a really good job of breaking down some of the sort of FAQs as well in a video that they did, sort of talking about the materials and fit, etc. But yeah, this is a shoe that some people love, some people really don't like. And I was talking to my Hoops and Rec podcast co-host Mark beforehand when we were at the event last week. And he said, it's not a bread, is it? Bread suede, bread's not leather. And I think that's sort of the attitude that people have, right? People either think, this is great, it's a more practical version of a shoe I love, or people are like, I hate this, this is blasphemy on a shoe that I love. But either way, it's releasing on the 17th of February for £200. If you are on the fence about this, I would highly recommend you hopping on the side that says go for it, because as far as reimagined shoes are, I would actually, and again, this is me as a Jordan head, not a non-Jordan head, like this isn't going to be a popular opinion, but based on all of the reimagined shoes I've seen in hand, whether it's the White Cements, whether it is the Lost and Found, whether it is the Suede Royals, having seen these in hand, this is my favorite reimagined pair so far. So I really, really like this pair.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, in terms of reimagined, obviously, I'm not going to get into the reimagined discussion because, in my opinion, some of them just aren't. But if you're talking about reimagined as a change in materials, I think this is by far the best. By far. Not even a question. And I must admit, the images I've seen, you know, they can turn around and say, you know, it's not a bread, bread sways. Crack on. Do what you wish. This is better than the original. I think I'm pretty confident in saying that. All of the pictures I've seen, all of the things I've seen about this shoe, it looks great. Like, it looks really, really good. Obviously, it's one of those where, you know, the difference between suede and leather is kind of preference, etc. But the leather on this looks really good. Like, it doesn't look like a bad leather. It looks like a very premium leather. It looks more premium than the suede pair, in my opinion. And I think this will age better as well. So in my opinion, I think this is the better than the original. And it doesn't happen very often. But I think this is one of those occasions where, yeah, maybe this should have just been what they did from the get-go. Because, yeah, it looks really, really good. And anybody that is on the fence, I completely agree. Just buy them.
Yeah. Going into a shoe that I feel bad putting this as the double down, because it's not a terrible, terrible shoe. But Scott, you said there about the leather of the Bred 4 making it seem more premium. This is an effort from Nike where they've tried to make the material seem more premium. And based on the pictures that I've seen online, has sort of done the complete opposite and made it actually look a little bit cheaper. I don't know whether it's just the shiny, shiny lights on the pictures or what, but the shoe that we're talking about for the double down this week is the Nike Dunk Low Gorge Green. This is essentially a Dunk Low, a normal sort of standard dunk, but it's sort of green across the mudguard, eyelets, rear of the shoe, the swoosh. But the green itself is this really beautiful green, but it's croc skin leather type, or ostrich looking leather almost. It is ostrich more than croc. Yeah, sorry, ostrich looking leather.
Yeah.
And yeah, the pictures that I'm seeing on the sneakers app makes it look really shiny. It almost looks like a patent ostrich leather, and it's very bizarre. Like, I know on the website it's releasing on the 17th of February as well for £130. It says it's faux ostrich texture with the perfect amount of shine. Just looks a little bit shiny to me. If you took away that shine and just made it like a matte ostrich leather, I think this could be a really, really nice dunk, because the green's beautiful, offsetting against the white. It's got a gum outsole, which, hey, we all love a gum outsole. Like I said, there's not a lot of terrible stuff releasing this week, and that shiny, shiny on the ostrich leather has just made me sort of go, oh, that looks a bit weird. So for that reason, it's the double down.
Yeah. It's very shiny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very shiny. Yeah. Ostrich leather's a bit of a funny one for me. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of kind of all the nipples all over it. It just looks a bit weird.
I kind of like it.
It's not bad. But obviously, they've kind of said that this is faux ostrich texture. So it's not ostrich leather. It's just we've given it the appearance of it, but like I say, made it really shiny.
Yeah.
It's a lovely color.
If it was matte, I'd buy it. Like genuinely, if it was rather than £130, if this shoe came out at 110, 120 and was matte, I would genuinely buy it because I love a green and orange and purple are sort of like the three colors that I absolutely love. And like a green and white dunk with a gum sole, like you can't, that looks great. You could wear this every single day, but yeah, it's just the shiny is a no-go.
I don't know if it is like that shiny or whether it's
Is
there's
it
a
just the lights? Is it
I
just the
don't know
stock
because
lights? Like, I don't know.
there's a brown version as well that is have they got the nipples on there? That's weird. It's on oh no it is no they've got weird oh that's not as much yet. Yeah, so the brown version's the same. There's also an Air Max as I was scrolling down sneakers that again was very shiny red leather. So I don't know if it's like just that the leather is really shiny or whether it's just they've got really bad lighting on their pictures at the moment, but there's quite a few pairs that I'm looking at going, yeah, I could, brush my teeth in the mirror using them. Like
Yeah.
it is
Again,
very much.
I might see these in a store and actually they're not shiny at all. And as you said, it might just be they've got huge studio lights reflecting on the green leather and that is what's making it sort of look that shiny. But as we see in the pictures, too shiny for me. I love the analogy there, Scott, of being able to brush your teeth with these. But yeah, for that reason, it is unfortunately the double down. Moving into the sleeper pick, I'm sort of cheating again with this one, Scott. There was a pair a couple of weeks ago that I picked as the sleeper pick, and I had to put it as the sleeper pick. Number one, because there was a better shoe that week, but also because it was a re-release. And I'm doing that again because the sleeper pick for this week is the Nike Dunk Low Dusty Olive, which, if anyone remembers this shoe from coming out in about 2022, this shoe is kind of what a lot of people described as sort of like the missing fourth ugly duckling. We all know the ugly duckling pack as being sort of the plum, the ceramic, and I can't remember now for the life of me what the other pair is, but you've got the three pairs from the sort of iconic ugly duckling pack. And this came out sort of 2022. Being that it's sort of the ugly duckling pack, it's a suede dunk rather than leather. You've got sort of this nice sort of swamp looking green or olive green, as they're calling it, across the mud guard up by the eyelets and then again towards the rear of the shoe. This beautiful brown on the toe box and side panels. You've got orange sort of popping on the laces on the tab at the back and on the swoosh. White midsole, orange outsole. I quite like this dunk when it first came out back in 2022, but I think maybe at the time I might have slammed it because I was sort of dunk fatigued. And I don't know whether now Nike are sort of letting the dunk breathe a little bit and they're bringing back some of these iconic colorways, because in recent weeks we've seen like things like the Brazils coming back, which I absolutely loved. We've seen these coming back. We've seen a couple of the others coming back as well. It's a weird time, I think, for Nike to be bringing back these dunks, because I don't feel like dunk fever is as high as before, but now it's sort of settled a little bit and people aren't caring as much. I kind of like some of these retros coming back.
Yeah, I mean, can't complain. They're good shoes. Again, there have been a lot of pairs that I'm there like, I've definitely seen you before.
Yeah.
Which again, that I remember when, like I say, these came out, they were very hard to get hold of, really. There was quite a lot of popularity around, not as kind of at the proper peak, but there was. And yeah, like I say, there's been lots of pairs, Brazils and stuff that have come back. And fair enough, it seems very soon. Like it feels like I've seen these incredibly recently.
Well, they released originally back in 2022, so it has probably been about a year and a half, year and three quarters since they originally came out. I mean, this shoe's releasing on the 13th of February for £120. So it wasn't that long ago.
No,
But I
I
think
think
it's
that.
just about enough where maybe people have stopped caring too much about it. Where actually, like I said, I quite like it. I don't know why. It's
I
probably
don't
very
mind.
fickle of
Yeah,
me.
I don't mind them, but I do think Yeah, could probably let it breathe a little bit longer, but whatever. People are buying them. But again, I know we've just spoken about this new previous news article, but again, I feel like they might want to let some of this breathe because obviously before it was like the Kentuckys and stuff. It was like, oh my God, the Kentuckys are coming out, and now it's like, cool Kentuckys. Like we've seen so many iterations that maybe some of these more kind of sought after pairs, maybe rein it back a little bit. But yeah, I mean, can't complain if you missed out the first time. There you go.
Yeah. Well, Scotty boy, do we have a steal of the week?
We do. We do have a steal of the week. So, it's a bit of a tricky one looking around at the moment because there is quite a lot in the sales, but at the same time, there's also not much in the sales because the sales have been going on for quite a while now. So you are kind of getting towards
The dregs.
the end. There is some good stuff, but in terms of sizes, there's not much. And we do like to kind of pick a pair that has a good size run. But a pair that we did quite like when we spoke about them initially, the Nike Air Alpha Force 88. Is available currently on size for £65, reduced down from 120. Size 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9, 9.5, 10, 10.5, 11, 11.5, 12. That's a full size run from 7 up to 12. That's not bad. Very nice looking shoe. I mean, it looks classic, retro. It's very good. If you want this pair specifically, make sure you do pick up this pair because the Billie Eilish pair is also available, which at the time we said is incredibly similar. The only difference is the Billie Eilish pair is £88 as opposed to 65. So if you want the really good discount, make sure you get this pair. But yeah, classic pair, lovely Chicago colorway. Yeah, I think for that price, again, not bad. Not a bad pickup. I think there'll be some very happy people if they get these.
Totally agree. Well, I tell you what, Scotty boy, we'll move into our final segment of the episode, and that is, of course, the Doubled Up Podcast, Triple Up. Right, Scotty boy, it is in this segment where every single week I present you with three shoes. However, I don't give you all of the shoes in one go. I present you with one shoe at a time, and it is your job to blind rank these shoes from top to bottom. And then at the end, we can have a little chat whether or not you're happy and whether or not you would have moved any around if you got the opportunity to. We've had some decent rounds. I haven't sort of screwed you over any rounds since. I quite like the idea that this has turned from a segment that used to absolutely drive you crazy to a round where we can just talk about some fun shoes. So the theme for this week's Triple Up is Nike Air 180, seeing as earlier on in the episode I was saying about the fact that Air 180s are one of those shoes that I look for on a very regular basis, trying to find some iconic colorways at a little bit of a discounted price. So all of the shoes that we're picking this week or talking about this week are going to be different iterations of the Air 180. And Scott, we are coming out of the gates swinging because the first pair is the Nike Air Luna 180, size exclusive in the iconic purple, orange, black ACG colorway. Now, I know where I would put this shoe,
Ooh.
but are we going top, middle, bottom?
I do like that shoe. I'm gonna put it in the middle.
Okay.
Gonna put it in the middle. It's one of those that I do like, and I look at and I go, "Oh, that is nice." But I'm in terms of 180s, there's a few that I do like much more than that. But there's also a few 180s that I look at and go, eh. So yeah, I'm gonna just float it in the middle, which I don't really like doing because it's yeah, but either way, we'll go middle.
We'll go middle. I mean, for me, this is one of the best Air 180s to ever release. That orange, sort of black, pink, purple colorway just This is
strong
one of
colorways.
This is one of the pairs that I'm like looking every, and this is why I've stopped searching Air Max 180 and just do Air 180, because this is like the Air, Lunar Air 180, right? So it's like the name's slightly different. This is the pair that I'm sort of hoping that someone would have just like put up there, even if it's a little bit beat at a decent price. So I love this shoe, but you're going for it in the middle. All right. Second pair we are going for is the Nike Air Max 180 Berlin. So this is a very iconic colorway. For those of you that aren't sort of familiar with this colorway, it's sort of predominantly a white leather shoe, or at least towards the front of the shoe. The rear of the shoe has this sort of really cool pink, sort of almost thumbprint looking sort of panel to it. You've got black on there, and also you've got the hits of the vault green, with sort of the mesh of the shoe having this sort of see-through overlay with green underneath. Really iconic sort of colorway for me anyways in the Air Max 180. Not too old of a shoe. I think one of the original release dates, I might be getting this sort of wrong, but it was about 2019, so it's not too old, but definitely one of the better sort of modern day classics when it comes to the Air Max 180.
I kind of forgot about this shoe, to be fair. But it's a nice iteration, but it's not as good as the size pair. So it's going bottom.
Okay. Well, Scotty boy, I can give you the big reveal as to what your number one Air 180 is for this week. And we're going with a classic colorway. Well, classic for another shoe, not for this shoe, because we're going with the Nike Air Max 180 Bacon. We love a bacon colorway. The Air Max 180, I actually think, is potentially a nicer bacon colorway than the Air Max. I don't know. We might be saying funny things here. I just love a bacon colorway. Any shoe they've chucked in a bacon colorway looks good. That combination of browns and pinks and reds and sort of beige just looks bloody beautiful. But yeah, according to this, Scotty boy, the Air Max 180 Bacon is your number one pick for this week.
And it would have been my number one pick. Anyway, so
so you've got this in the right order.
I've smashed that. I'm very happy with that one. Yeah, no, it's the bacon colorway is beautiful. And it's funny because it's not really going mad on resale either. Like, if you wanted to pick up a pair, they're knocking around quite nicely between 90 and 150. Cool.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up there, Scotty boy. Used pairs on eBay, always super cheap. Like this pair, I think I got my pair for about 70 quid on eBay. But like, I see some pairs coming up like as low as £50. Some might be sort of up towards the £100, but this is a shoe, at least in my size anyways, you can get on eBay for £100 or less easy. And the Air Max 180, such a comfy silhouette. The quality on this bacon pair is beautiful. I love my pair. I don't wear it nearly enough as I should do, but that's definitely one that's going to be busted out next time I get an opportunity.
Really good pair. One of my favorites, if not my favorite. I've done well with that one.
There we go, Scotty boy. It was so difficult not to put like the CDGs in there, the other size pair that I've got, like the dust pair in there as well. Like, it was so difficult not to put like the fire and ice pack I know you really, really like. Just the classic ultramarine. Like, there's so many Air Max 180 colorways. I was like, a couple of other size pairs as well, like the Urban Safari pack they did. Just really trying to make it like a little bit more varied. But as long as you're happy, Scotty boy, I'm happy. And with that, before I end, I keep forgetting, Scott, we've got this little bit at the end here to go through. What's our dad joke of the week, mate?
Honestly, there's I'm flicking through and there's so many absolutely terrible ones.
Terrible in a good way?
Yeah, maybe. But this one kind of, for someone who's colorblind, is kind of one that is close to my heart. I've just been diagnosed as colorblind. I know. It certainly has come out of the purple.
I like that one. I like that one.
Again,
well done.
So dumb.
Oh, dear. Wow. Another week, another dad joke, and another week of the Doubled Up Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Doubled Up Podcast. Remember, if you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and review and share the podcast with your friends and family. Make sure you follow at Doubled Up Podcast on Instagram and use hashtag Doubled Up Pod to be featured on the Instagram page. You can find me, Matt, at Matt_Sibley_ on Instagram. Scott, tell the listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at _SneakerTeacher.
Catch you next week, guys. And as always, peace, Manusa.
Peace, Manusa, everybody.